In the game of life, trophies are handed over to those who actually stepped on the field and played the game, and not those who stood by the sideline and cheered the players.
It's a new day at Smarter Show, which means new opportunities, new levels, new energy, and new wins. Welcome.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Chidi. Welcome to the 30th episode on the Smart Art Show podcast. Hope you guys are enjoying your love week. I wish you guys a happy Valentine in advance, and make sure you plan something special for the people that you love. You know, I've been going through certain things lately with my clients, starting of our sessions, and I realized that there is always one thing that is very common among most people, and that is fear and doubt. You know, I looked at it in a very spectacular way, and I said, okay, let me find a way that I can share some things right here on this podcast that can help someone to be able to overcome that fear. Just like I said, you can't just get a trophy in life when you don't play the game. The game of life is played differently. You can't sit on the bench and you'll be handed a medal. No, you have to get in the field and play the game. You have to get your hands dirty. And I want to establish this one point. People get afraid of something because they doubt themselves. So it is doubt that begets fear. Whenever you see someone afraid of something, it means they are doubting their capabilities to do that. They are doubting the resources. They are doubting the environment. You know, the doubt that came into their mind was as a result of something. It can be an experience that they had before. So I want to establish some facts today that will help you get rid of that doubt. Because this is 2021. Like I will always say, whether we want it or not, this year will come and go. And the sooner we get on that field and play the game, the better. So today, like I normally say to my clients, I want to start with this. You have to understand that you cannot get rid of fear. Quit fighting fear because you can't get rid of it. Fear is an emotion. Emotion is part of what makes us human. So you can't completely get rid of your fears. You can only learn how to overcome them, how to use them to your advantage. Now, I want to help you identify some of the sources that makes people doubt themselves, thereby leading to fear. You have to identify your inner villain. You have to identify who is speaking to you. What language are you speaking? When I say language, I'm not talking about, you know, your mother tongue. I'm talking about whose language are you speaking? Are you speaking the language that is yours, or are you speaking the language that is someone else's? We all have that voices that speaks to us, different voices that speaks to us, the positive and the negative. Those voices were as a result of the things that we have heard from people, as a result of the discussions, as a result of the judgments that we have received from people. And we tend to let that get deep down inside of us, and we use that to judge ourselves. So if you don't identify that inner villain that you have, that villain inside of you that is speaking, dominating, it will be difficult for you to get rid of doubt. We all have inner heroes, and at the same time, we have inner villains. But what matters most is which one are we feeding? Just like we use food and nutritions to feed our body in order to grow. What feeds our inside is the focus that we give to something. When you focus on something, that is like giving it nutrients. So whichever one you focus on mostly is what grows. If you decide to focus more on your inner hero, that is what will grow. And that is what will boost your confidence for you not to be able to keep doubting yourselves. If I ask you one simple question, tell me the advantages of doubt. What it is in your life that doubting has helped you solve? What problem is it in your life that doubting or fear has helped you solve? So when you reason at it that way, you find out that those things, fear and doubt, only cripples us. It makes us to become ineffective. And in this age and time, we are so loyal to ineffectiveness. We will see that something is not working and we will still get married to that stuff simply because we are just scared. We are afraid. We are doubting what we have inside of us. We have been living our lives on someone else's terms. This year, let it be a wake-up call for you for this year, especially that the year is still fresh. This is the second month. So today on this podcast, I just want to make you realize that doubt and fear are just an illusion. It's something that is in your emotions. It is not who you are. So the earlier you identify this, the better for you. Because I have seen so many people with great potentials living a life like they are mediocres, living a life below their standards. It pains my heart to see those things. It pains my heart to see someone with so much potential to be living a life like they are beggars. I'm not talking about the financial aspect. I'm talking about not having the life they want, the meaning that they have in life. This thing is something that you cannot just wake up one day and get rid of it. It's something that you have to work intentional about. When you live a life that you admit or accept mediocrity simply because you don't want to step out of your comfort zone, listen to this. There is this thing that is inside every human, and that is the urge, the hunger for something more, something greater. This is not our doing. It's not something that we planted in there ourselves. It's something that is part of our nature. That is why when you see somebody accept a life of mediocrity, if you see someone trying to play safe at life, no matter how long they do that, at the end of the day, it ends up with regret. Because this thing inside of them keep calling. This hunger keep calling. This urge is still there. It makes them feel empty. It makes their life look like it is meaningless. So today, I want you to understand that doubt and fear are two dangerous things you need to overcome in life. Understand the fact that doubt begets fear, and that is caused because you doubt yourself in so many things. You believe that you don't have the capacity or the capabilities to do some things. And the limitations that we place upon ourselves, most of them are self-imposed. Just like I said, what are you feeding? Are you feeding your inner villain or are you feeding your inner hero? Which one are you feeding? I just want to give you this example. Remember when we are little kids? When you try to walk as a child, you don't know what doubt is. You don't know what fear is. You keep on trying. You will fall a million times and you will still stand up and what? And keep on trying. But when we now started being sensitive to our environments, paying attention to people, paying attention to the society, giving more attention to the things, the external things, rather than the internal things, it starts to beget doubt in us. We need to adopt that mentality as a child. That you tried something once and it didn't work is not a guarantee for you to give up. No, when you want something and you are sure that you want that and you know the reason you want that thing, please go after that. Do not wait. Stop waiting. Stop standing on the sideline and cheering people that are playing the game. The field of life is so huge that it can contain everybody. This is a game of life. You don't need to be a cheerleader. No. Support other people, no doubt. Be there for people, but make sure you are in the game. Do not let your doubt or your fear hold you back anymore. I'm going to list these things that will help you identify the source of your doubts. Number one causes of doubt is identity crisis, the feeling of being an imposter. When you are feeling that this is not who you are, when you are feeling that this thing that I'm doing, I'm not meant to do this. I felt that way once, but that is just an emotion. That is just a thought. It might be a thought that came from someone from your life years ago. They don't even know you anymore. They don't even know how you have grown. So why will you keep on living all those definitions that they gave about you? It is time for you to understand that you define who you are. Stop battling with identity crisis. Then number two is ignorance. Ignorance is a very dangerous disease. Ignorance causes doubt. Please go for knowledge. Whatever you think you need to do in life, whatever you have decided to become in this life, once you find that field, go after every knowledge, after every skill that you can gain from that field. to make you become better. Gaining more knowledge on something boosts your confidence. So please, let us not play a cool hand with ignorance. You can't be shaking hands with ignorance. There is no better thing that comes out of that. It will only make you to continue to doubt yourself. Then number three is uncertainty. This one is in two ways. Sometimes it might be uncertainty caused by external world, just like COVID. And sometimes it might be internal uncertainty. You are uncertain about yourself. You're uncertain about the potentials you possess. You're uncertain about what you want. Those ones require you to seek clarity when it comes to internal uncertainties. Sit down, have a time with yourself. Devote some particular time of the day just to get to know yourself better, to be aware of the things you love, the things that you don't love, the things you want, and the things that you don't want. Date yourself. It helps you get rid of internal uncertainties. And the good thing about it is the internal uncertainties, when you manage to get rid of them and gain clarity, even when external uncertainties happen, you still have that courage to maneuver, to find a way to move forward. So if you want to get rid of doubt, you need to learn how to get rid of internal uncertainties. Then number four, past mistakes and experiences. You need to understand that your past is dead. You are alive. You can't let something that is dead to coexist with something that is living. Let your past remain your past. You only learn from them. You don't leave them anymore. Leaving them is obstruction. You are obstructing the nature, and it will definitely affect you. It will beget you doubt because you're trying to live in your old self. You're trying to live in your younger self. You're trying to live in your ignorant self. So understand that your past mistakes and experiences are meant to remain the past. Just learn from them and move on. Trust who you are now. Trust what you're doing now. Trust your capabilities now. Trust your growth. Then number four is comparison with others. You need to understand that that is a foolish thing to do. You can have a healthy rival, but don't ever do comparison. Comparison will cripple you, your confidence. It will cause you to doubt yourself. We all have our own unique ways. The person you're comparing yourself with might be good at some certain things, but there are things that you're very good at. So when you focus your attentions on comparing with somebody else, you will neglect the things that makes you unique, the things that you are good at. And that will make you to begin to doubt yourself, and that doubt will beget fear. So today, I want you, anytime you find yourself doubting yourself, anytime you find yourself being very scared or being overwhelmed with fear, try to look at these 5 points that I just listed and find out, where is the source of this doubt? What is actually causing me to doubt myself? When you do that, gradually you find yourself overcoming this doubt, overcoming this fear, and living your life to its fullness. And another thing is advice. Always identify the source of bad advice. Sometimes bad advice comes in different shapes and forms, like in news, social medias, friends, family. A bad advice can be served on a very palatable plate, but when you identify it, the source of the bad advice, you will know what to listen to, who to go to for advice. You know, recently I did a survey. I called most of my friends and I did a survey. I called them and I asked them, what are the things do you think that I don't do well? I have many friends that I could have called, but I picked a few of them because I know those ones are going to be very frank with me. So those are the things you need to understand. I remember the story of Jim Rohn, you know, the story he told in one of his teachings. He asked the kids one question. He said, if a friend puts a sugar in your coffee, what happens to you? They said, it's all good. And they said, what if a friend puts a strychnine in your coffee, what happens? The kid said, you are dead. And that is why he told them, he said, guard your thoughts, guard your coffee. Know what you take in as advice. Know who you listen to. Because all those things plays a major role, either in building your confidence or in crippling them. Either in increasing your doubt or is making you to overcome them. So mind the kind of advice you listen to. Mind who you listen to. Ask yourself questions. Identify what they are saying to you. Are they placing limitations on you, or are they trying to get you to do and become the best version of yourself? Self-doubt keeps you stuck. So don't ever try to doubt yourself anymore. Go out there, make that mistake, take that uncomfortable steps. Let people laugh at you. All those things, I've experienced it. But you can't just become better if you don't go through all these things. So if you're waiting to become perfect so that nobody will laugh at you, trust me, you will only be building more and more doubt inside yourself. So I'm going to give you 4 strategies that will help you to cripple your doubt. Number 1. Take action. Look stupid, no problem. Be very uncomfortable, no problem. Be mocked, look embarrassed, no problem. But make sure you take actions. Actions destroy doubt. Then number 2, have faith. Have faith in yourself. You have gone this far in life, wasn't a mistake. So have faith in the things, the little things that you're able to do. Have faith in yourself. So if there is something you need to doubt, doubt your limits. Tell yourself that you have no limits. Tell yourself that the God who created you puts a lot of potential in you that are yet to be exposed. Then number 3, stop overthinking things. Don't be a pessimist. That's easy, right? When you overthink things, you're investing in doubt. Don't try to analyze everything. Analyze the outcome. Analyze the approach. Analyze too. Once you're doing that, something will start creeping inside of you. And that is what is called doubt. Because you will think that you're not going to do that enough. When you think about it, you started comparing yourself because you're overthinking. So stop overthinking. Think about, plan what you want to do, good, but don't overthink it. Don't be a pessimist. Don't always look on the side of things that could go wrong. No, look on the side of things that could go right. Look out for people that you're going to serve with this, your abilities. Then number 4, don't be afraid to fail. Make failure your friend so you can be able to learn from it. There is this one thing that I want to let you know, nobody has it all figured out. All the people that you see out there that you think they are doing so good, doing so well for themselves, they didn't have all those things figured out at the first stage. I want you to understand that everything that we do in life that is worthwhile must involve other people. So even if as you sit and plan and try to figure out everything, you will always meet surprises because it involves people. It involves somebody else. So if you have a good presentation to make concerning a product, you have confidence in yourself in that product and in your presentation, but you cannot determine the response of the person that you're going to talk to or the people that you're going to present those things to, right? And that is why you have to not be afraid to fail. When they say no to you, do not be afraid. It might not be that your presentation is wrong. It might not be that your product is bad. But it's just their own opinion. They have the right to their opinion. So you have to understand that everything that is worthwhile in this life requires people. When you understand that what you think about yourself is not what the next man is thinking. So go out there with the mentality that no is still part of life, is something that you will experience. Failing is still part of life because it is not just about you. It involves someone else and you can't control their thoughts. You can't control their opinions. You can't control their decisions. It is still their decisions to make, their opinions. So understand the fact that you can figure everything out. So don't be afraid to fail. Today, with this point, I want you to challenge yourself. Sit down. Think about things, the things that have been bothering you, the things that have been bothering your mind, the things that you want to start doing. Be resourceful about it. Go the right way about it. Ask the right questions and start doing it. Begin, begin, begin. That is the main point for today. Thank you guys for hanging out with me today. I appreciate you guys like always. And let's remember that we are all called to love, to serve, and to inspire. Thank you.
If you like this podcast, make sure to subscribe and leave us a review and share it with family and friends. Just know this and remember this. Significance can't be ignored. Thank you.